The states of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana have updated a memorandum of agreement on grizzly bears. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Idaho Fish and Game Commission has approved an updated memorandum of agreement between Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana regarding state grizzly bear management commitments in support of delisting the bears in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Here's Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
In the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which is the one that we're talking about here, and that's obviously Yellowstone National Park and a huge swath of area around it, that population was delisting criteria back in the 2000s, and it's kind of bounced in and out of court. They get delisted, it goes back to court, and the last time that happened was about 2018. And so Wyoming is once again petitioning for delisting, so we'll see how that one goes.
So genetic monitoring of the Greater Yellowstone's population will continue, and genetic diversity and effective population size will be reassessed at least every 14 years, which is one grizzly generation. If migration is not detected, the states will continue to move additional bears into the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The memorandum of agreement also sets different management strategies for limiting mortality based on ranges of population estimates above a minimum of 831 bears in identified suitable habitat within the ecosystem. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.